If you're a DOJ pensioner or if you're retiring from the civil service, then this program is just for you. The DOJ Pensioner's Guide in 5, brought to you by the Accountant General's Department.
In this week's program, we examine the process for pensioners to appoint an agent, as well as the topic of estate payment.
Accountant General's Department, my name is Alan. How may I help you today?
Good morning. I need your expert advice. My mother is now 91 years old and she has gotten so shaky and she keeps forgetting things. Okay. If she's unable to transact her own business, can I give the department instruction on her behalf?
Well, unfortunately, ma'am, you will not be able to instruct us on behalf of your mother unless we receive written instruction from her. If she's able to write, she could write to the department requesting that you become her agent. The letter must be signed by her and certified by a justice of the peace. Or she could prepare a power of attorney, giving me the power to act on her behalf.
Pensioners have the right to appoint an agent to administer their affairs in the event they're unable to conduct their own business. Client Services Manager at the Accountant General's Department, Tanisha Weir-Grant, tells us how pensioners should go about appointing an agent.
To appoint an agent, the pensioner must write a letter to the department identifying the individual chosen as his or her agent. The agent will be able to collect and lodge checks, provide the pensioner's banking information, and provide any change of information, such as change of address or change of bank account. The pensioner may also prepare a power of attorney authorizing the individual of choice to manage his or her pension affairs.
In the event a pensioner is unable to sign but is able to discuss his or her affairs, the pensioner's family members or caregivers should request a letter from a medical doctor addressed to the AGD informing that the pensioner is unable to write. In addition, a power of attorney is required in order to give the named person power to transact business on the pensioner's behalf. For the power of attorney to be considered valid, it must be stamped at the Stamp Duty and Transfer Tax Office and filed with the Island Records Office, an arm of the Registrar General's Department. In cases where pensioners are incapacitated or mentally ill, the Accountant General's Department requires the following.
A medical doctor must write a letter stating the disability of the pensioner before any further decision related to his or her pension can be taken. If there was no agent already in place to assist in the administering of the pensioner's affairs, the pensioner's family members or caregivers should obtain a court order which will indicate who will manage the pensioner's business.
Where a person whose position is pensionable dies before receiving a pension, the estate is entitled to a gratuity. The person could have died testate, where a will is in place, or intestate, that is, without leaving a will. Mrs. Weir-Grant explains.
Where a will exists, the department will pay a gratuity to the executor of the estate upon the production of the probated will. However, where no will is in place, the department will issue a letter to the next of kin named by the Ministry of Finance, requesting that letters of administration be obtained and presented to the department for processing of the gratuity. The executor or executors of the estate, or the person or persons in receipt of the grant of administration, will also be required to produce the TRN for the estate and the estate's banking information.
Client Services Manager at the Accountant General's Department, Tanisha Weir-Grant. Before payment of the gratuity is made, please be reminded, the Accountant General's Department must receive the original probated will or letters of administration, the estate's TRN, and the bank account information for the estate. This has been your DOJ Pensioner's Guide in 5, brought to you by the Accountant General's Department. Thanks for staying with us, and do join us again next week. For more information, log on to treasury.gov.jm or call us at 922-832-027.
This has been a production of the Jamaica Information Service.